God, you see, created you and me to live in a covenant of agreement, united not only between ourselves and our Creator, creation and Creator, but also united with other believers because they're in the body of Christ. So as we come into covenant with Christ, we are in essence at the same time coming into covenant agreement with each other. Hello there. Come on in. You're so welcome to another great, exciting broadcast of your breakthrough. Now, I say it's exciting because God Almighty has a word just for you, and that word has the power to radically, come on with me, radically alter the trajectory of your tomorrow. The insight that God has breathed into my spirit regarding covenant relationships that he has with his covenant people is fundamental, and it is foundational to understanding Jehovah Bara's master plan for every aspect and detail of your life. Now think about that. Just, you know, Selah that, as the great psalmist David would say, let it revolve over again and again in your mind. Every single unfulfilled hope, every latent dream, every aspiration which you currently hold in your heart, the areas in your life, in your relationships that need to be brought through, all the way through, to fruition, to completion, to perfection. You get ready. This is, you better hear this, preacher, this is your season for a sudden breakthrough. Just say that right there where you are. Breakthrough. Decades ago, when God spoke to me to call this daily broadcast of your breakthrough, breakthrough, it was because I knew what that word meant. I knew the significance of a biblical breakthrough. Let me share with you what it is. A breakthrough is a sudden burst of the advanced revelation knowledge of God. And that revelation will propel you through, all the way through, every line of Satan's defense. I know you want to shout right there where you are, because I want to as well. Well, today, we're going to examine the scripture to uncover truth that you may have never, ever seen before. Now, how exciting is that? If you'll take it to heart, if you believe it, wrap your trust around it, put some expectation upon it, you will begin to clearly understand everything God, our Heavenly Father, has in his heart for you. Expressly, the covenant of agreement, hear me, that God himself desires to have with you. Did you hear me? The covenant agreement that God wants to have with you, not through somebody else to you. That agreement between God and you. Now, the Bible does not contain just mere black and red words on beautiful paper about God. This is verifiably the living, life-giving Word of God. Now, don't ever think that your Bible is just a history book, although it contains history. It's not a science book, although it contains science. It's not a philosophy book, although it contains philosophy. Beyond all that, it is God's living, life-giving testament, and it contains within its pages supernatural promises, supernatural blessings, just lying there, waiting to be discovered, to be activated. This very special series that I want to share with you is entitled Seven Blessings. Now remember, agreement between you and God, God and you, the seven blessings of that covenant agreement. So you and I need together to be in agreement, having clear understanding of the context so we can get it to take that 18-inch drop from mental reasoning down into the fertile soil of your human spirit. So first of all, let's examine the meaning of the number seven itself. It is certainly no coincidence that there are seven blessings of covenant agreement. It's the number of spiritual perfection or completion. It's used 735 times in your Bible. And I'm going to very quickly, list all seven covenant blessings that you shall me, that's right, that you are guaranteed lifted from the pages of God's word. In Christ Jesus, you are first of all redeemed. The blood covenant is life-changing. It's destiny-shaping. It's already yours in Jesus Christ. Second, you are guaranteed by the blood of Christ eternal life. In our loathsome, sinful nature, you and I owed a debt we could never pay. Somebody shout amen. Our blessed, holy, life-sacrificing Redeemer paid our debt in full. Telestai, it's paid in full. Because of the price paid, you and I are cleansed, made acceptable in God's sight. We are blameless. We are no longer even accused. Now grab a hold of number five. We are God's, I could shout over this, personal possession. You belong to God. You are, as my dear departed friend, the great Dr. Oral Roberts said, you are God's property. And these promises are richer and deeper. They're more powerful. They're more transformative than you've ever even begun to realize. Here's one that so very many are desperately searching for. Peace. And then lastly, God's covenant promise that you are made to be an overcomer. These seven covenant blessings are irreplaceable. Beyond that, they are immutable and they are undeniable. It's a permanent and binding contract or covenant. And it's time to seal that covenant with a sacrifice. When our father in the faith, Abraham, entered into his first covenant with God, he sealed that covenant with a significant, costly sacrifice. I don't know what your sacrifice is, but I believe it should have a number seven within it. The Hebrew spelling of the number seven is the same as the word that's translated complete, as I said, or full, or satiated. If you desire, and I know you do, a blessing that's full and overflowing, that's complete and satisfactory, then let me encourage you right now to sow a sacrificial seed, as Abraham did. Well, I was raised gardening, and if you want tomatoes in your garden, you don't plant corn, do you? Match your seed with the harvest from God that you are anticipating, that you're expecting. God gave every seed an instruction. It was this: every seed reproduce after its own kind. So sow your seed with a multiple of seven. I'm not asking for a gift for myself. You know that. You've been with Pastor Rod more than a day. You know that. I'm suggesting that you consider making a sacrifice as a symbol of your covenant agreement with God. Our seed faith gift, sown with expectation in the very fertile soil of this over 40-year gospel ministry of breakthrough, will be used to take the gospel, the true gospel, the life-changing, history-altering gospel, to a world that's crying out for it in such desperate need. They need the life-transforming power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and we want to give it to them. $77, would you consider that? It would be a significant sacrifice for some of my dear friends and partners. Others are blessed of God to sow a greater seed, maybe $177, maybe $777. You say, Pastor Rod, why do you do that? Well, the same reason that the Lord Jesus said, go dip seven times in Jordan, or go show yourself to the priest. There's obedience attached to it. The key overall is to make the sacrifice a worthy one. King David is a great example when he said, I will not offer that to the Lord, which costs me nothing. Please, let's get in this covenant. Let's make it strong today. Call now. Don't allow delay to rob you of a covenant blessing that God's word is guaranteed to follow your obedience. You can always use your phone. Just click on rodparsley.com. Here's a moment to sow your seed and discover wonderful ministry tools to prepare you for increase.
This is a now word for you. Seal your covenant with God by sowing a significant seed today. You've never known blessings like the seven guaranteed to you as a child of the King. For your covenant seed, Dr. Parsley will gladly sow back into your life the full revelation outlined in Seven Blessings of Covenant Agreement. This easy-to-read book is full of destiny-changing truth about the blessings already guaranteed to you. The global soul-winning ministry of breakthrough will be blessed as you sow your very best seed of $77 or more. To honor your gift, we'll also send you the accompanying 6-disc, 3-message teaching series as well, plus the HD digital download. God's seven blessings signify completion and perfection for you. Call now, sow your covenant blessing seed, and prayerfully consider including a 7 in your seed faith gift. Phone lines are open now, or sow quickly and securely at rodparsley.com. Blessings are coming that include prosperity in every area: health, peace, wisdom, harmony in your family, and much more. Call now with your sacrificial seed and seal your covenant with God.
Well, today we're just getting started. We're just beginning to explore a revelation that means so much to my heart, to my life, and I'm excited to share it with you. It's the revelation truth that seven covenant blessings. Now listen to me. I'm talking about a covenant between you and God. You understand that? Seven blessings that are attached, guaranteed to you, that we can stake our very spiritual strength upon, are absolutely true. God, you see, created you and me to live in a covenant of agreement, united not only between ourselves and our Creator, creation and Creator, but also united with other believers because they're in the body of Christ. So as we come into covenant with Christ, we are, in essence, at the same time, coming into covenant agreement with each other. That's why I'm always asking you to be my partner, to be my friend, to covenant together, to work together, to preach this glorious gospel to the world with millions giving their lives to Jesus. When the Lord Jesus sent out his 70 followers, he sent them, and many of you know this, but we have so many new believers, I want to make sure you get it too. When Jesus was sending out his disciples, he sent them two by two. Never alone. Two by two. Why? Because God understands the prophetic power that is released when agreement is made in faith. The Hebrew word for two is the derivative from the word shana, to impose or to change. When two agree, we impose our faith on the situation, which then responds by changing to the outcome our heart desires. Now, when God Almighty says, "I will bless you," just lift your hands right now and say, "Father, your word promises that you will bless me." Well, that "I will bless you" actually means I'm going to empower you to prosper. God, oh, it couldn't be more plain, could it? God wants to prosper you. He wants to bless, place his blessing upon every single area of your life. He's a good, good God, and the devil is a bad, bad devil. He wants to bless your life, God does, through divine revelation knowledge, which will give you a breakthrough. The only difference between you and someone that you perceive successful in some area is that they have some knowledge, some specific information from God's word that they used under the anointing. They used it wisely. You see, let me make this statement, and you'll agree with me. There is no shortage of finances on earth. No finances have left the earth. But, dear friend, you may suffer from a lack of information. God wants to bless you, spirit, soul, body, in all that pertains to life and godliness. A covenant in God's word is the strongest form of an oath. Your Bible says, because God could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. These oaths, these covenants, release the promises of God contained in God's word. It's that simple. When God makes a covenant, because of who he is, because of his character, his nature, who he is, that covenant is forever secure. Your Bible says so over in Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. God, I like this part. Every lady is about to shout right now, and men should too. God is not a man that he should lie. He is not the son of man that he should repent. Your covenant seed today seals the agreement with a sacrifice. It's all through your Bible, page after page after page after page. Sometimes I wish preachers would just get a Bible. Let me tell you about Anthony. Anthony, one of my dear friends, partner, sowed a seed when he came into covenant agreement with me, with Breakthrough. He asked us to agree with him for a financial provision. He needed a job. Within days, he received a phone call that he'd been recommended for a job. He got the position. He received his covenant blessing. I share that with you to encourage you to sow your sacrificial covenant seed today. I'm encouraging you to include a seven for each of the seven covenant blessings. That would be a seed today of $77. Seven blessings. Hallelujah. Or $107. For some, your faith won't get involved until it would be a sacrifice of $777. Maybe that's you. I know I'm speaking to several right now. I believe it with all my heart that your situation demands the faith required to sow a $777 seed. If that's you, I can just let you know God's word promises a great, great covenant return in the way you need it most. Call right now as the Holy Spirit speaks to you. Call right now or just click on rodparsley.com, that secure website. I'm agreeing with you for your great breakthrough as you do.
This is a now word for you. Seal your covenant with God by sowing a significant seed today. You've never known blessings like the seven guaranteed to you as a child of the King. For your covenant seed, Dr. Parsley will gladly sow back into your life the full revelation outlined in Seven Blessings of Covenant Agreement. This easy-to-read book is full of destiny-changing truth about the blessings already guaranteed to you. The global soul-winning Ministry of Breakthrough will be blessed as you sow your very best seed of $77 or more. To honor your gift, we'll also send you the accompanying six-disc, three-message teaching series as well, plus the HD digital download. God's seven blessings signify completion and perfection for you. Call now, sow your covenant blessing seed, and prayerfully consider including a seven in your seed faith gift. Phone lines are open now, or so quickly and securely at rodparsley.com. Blessings are coming that include prosperity in every area, health, peace, wisdom, harmony in your family, and much more. Call now with your sacrificial seed and seal your covenant with God.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in Music Ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
I want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your prayers for me for this over 40-year gospel television ministry every day around the world. It's staggering to think about. I'm celebrating my 50th year of gospel ministry. Wow, it seems like a year ago. I feel your prayers. You mean so much to me. Together, only eternity will show what you and I have done together in the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, to the nations of the world in this very, very critical hour. Oh, it's much different now than when you and I, some of you, began over 40 years ago. We're still here. The gospel's still real. The power of God is being manifested, and we're in revival. I'm praying that you'll experience the joy, the wonder, the hope, the healing, the peace, the protection, the provision, and the favor of our great God in ways you've never experienced them before. You pray for me, I'm still praying for you. I'll see you next time. We're going to continue this exploration of the seven covenant blessings of God. Tell somebody to join us. Don't forget, I'm ministering to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on all my social media outlets and at rodparsley.com.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.